Okay, first of all, let's describe, I guess, what's going on here. I'm Metex, and I'm sitting here with Reese, Hammer, Fall,
Hammer down.
MGC Hammer. You know him by many names. What we want to do, and the idea in this, is that we're going to discuss possible theories with use of only the D&D block. I don't have any other sets in order to mix and match quite yet. So later, when we talk with Adam, we'll probably go over some of those cross-mixing things. Today, we'll just talk about D&D block. Reese, you started earlier with some really good ideas, and I wanted to address those right off the bat. Swarm mechanics, right?
How do I increase the video quality on Google?
There's in the top. It should be giving you the best that I can. The problem is it's not focusing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're gonna start with these swarm cards. I really love this card.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's great ramp.
+2 defense and 1 mana, 0 manas. They cost nothing, but you get really good, not easily cleared cards that can stay out there. And that's key with swarm because it needs to be in your active field in order for that swarm mechanic to work. But this one, on the other hand, is the kobold. Tried and true, right? Now, the swarm mechanic is good. Granted, it's not on all of them. One of the kobolds doesn't have it, but this one I thought was a little bit better.
I can't even read that.
Why not? Is it reversed?
No, it's fine. It's just the clarity.
Oh, okay. It says it gets a +1 attack and +1 D if your opponent has any good characters in the field.
Oh.
So good characters are ones that are notated by like this symbol here, and this is an evil character.
Is that the claw scratch?
Not the claw scratch, the other one about this red.
Oh.
Let me see if I can find a good character so I can show you the opposite morality of that. Here you go. So here's the human paladin, but you see he's got a halo. So in comparison to this card, which has the demon. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is a good character.
Okay.
Okay. So I have my two swarms. Those are the only two cards that actually have the swarm mechanic in. I'm trying to get it to focus down here, but it just won't do it. That has that ability. So you were thinking about them mashing it up with dragons? Yeah?
Yeah, because you got some really good dragons.
I'm just pulling out all the dragons right now. These are just all the different types of dragon. And in my opinion, what I felt was best out of the group. So we'll start actually with the low costing half dragon.
Oh, I love that card.
Yeah, it's 4. He's not evil, but he's got good defenses. This one's a bit expensive, but a 5/3, not bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, 2s and 3s. Whereas, like, if you notice with the kobold has like ones.
Yeah, until you get up to its max level.
I mean, like, granted, none of them cost anything to field, so
Yeah.
they're just easy chump blockers, almost a pawn.
It would.
But
I
it
like
has
that
ones.
card though, because when you go cross-platform, that card is really strong.
Probably, yeah.
Right? Versus, like, I'm never gonna play Paladins because I haven't thought of anything to do with Paladins yet. So, it's kind of sucks because when I go Dragons against that card, it nulls it. It's its weakness. It's like a breath ability.
Yeah, the breath on the green dragon.
Yeah.
So then, let's talk about the green dragon. Okay, so I chose this one, the master dragon. I thought it was the best. It has breath 2. But it spin each character damaged by this breath down a level.
Yeah, that's strong. And that could, I think it kills them too if they're at the level 1.
If it pushes them past level 1. That is an interesting thing to be looked at and debated about, because I'm sure there are nerds everywhere who will argue that. Right, but he also comes with a 4 defense, 5 defense, and a 6 defense. For 1 mana, 2, or 2 mana.
Mm.
Like, honestly, he's really good. Because the thing that I've noticed with getting, like, these swarm cards, so, like, the swarm card is, like, a 2 and then 3, right? To get him out. So if I put, like, say, 2 dice on this, at the end of turn 1, I can have all of these. If I play cards right. Like, ideally, right? I want to have 2 fists and 2 other random manas, and then I grab 2 of these cards, mm-hmm. and bam. Now, my 8 dice turn into, 8, 9, 10. 10 mm-hmm. dice, okay? Then I add this in my second turn. And I can only purchase 1 because I'm only rolling 4 dice at that point. But the idea is I purchase 1, so now I have 11 die. So my potential of, say, casting 6 mana becomes higher if I am aiming to get these.
Yes.
And this takes a fist to summon.
Ooh.
You see? So I think your synergy with these together is really strong.
Now, Copper Dragon is also a very interesting one. The Paragon one?
Yeah, that's the one I got here.
Yeah.
I know you like it. And I can understand liking it. But unless I'm facing somebody who uses equipment...
I know it's useless.
It's useless. And to be completely honest, I don't see anybody using equipment quite yet. So right now, this card seems useless.
I know, but it's knockout attackers blocked by this character at the end of the attack step.
Yeah. The only other thing to argue about this is look at his attacks and defense.
Yeah. 2, 5, 3, 7, 4, 8. Like... He's not meant to be aggressive. He's meant to be a defensive nuker.
So you're thinking to get him just for this alone.
Yeah.
I'm curious to put him aside in a maybe pile when we're looking for we need a good blocker. Because if we can find another blocker that has better flavor text that works for us, that would be ideal.
Yeah, it's just that I love that knockout attacker is blocked by this character at the end of the attack step. Oh. And it has a breath weapon too. Yeah, that's both attack steps. So that's yours and his.
So it says knockout attacker is blocked by this character at the end of the attack step.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really strong flavor text for a blocker to have.
Yeah, because so I attack with it. It's to say at level 1, and you've got some 3/3s. Kicking my butt, but I attack with it, you block it, right? It still dies, so do you take the 2 damage and send it to my use pile? Oh, but if you send it, if the damage goes through, then it's kind of useless.
Yeah, that's a big argument there. I'm not entirely sure where you drifted on that. I lost that train of thought, because...
The train of thought was, if I attack, right, you block, my dice does not go to the used pile.
No, it gets knocked out, it goes to your prep.
Yeah, if it gets knocked out. But the dragon, in order for you to get knocked this out, you have to have something that has 5 attack.
That's if you're trying to knock out this dragon, the copper dragon. But this copper dragon will knock out anything it faces. Yeah.
So if he has a huge monster, right, he attacks you, you block, it kills your dragon, goes to the prep area, his attacker dies.
Yeah.
And you get the dice back.
Also goes to the prep area.
Yeah, and it goes to the prep area for you then to roll another great chance at...
A copper dragon.
Yeah,
very next turn. No, it's very strong. I mean, yeah. I'm really liking it more because of just its attributes alone. Because
I would say that card you save for a veto. Like, if your green dragon is really strong, and then he vetoes it, then you would bring in the copper dragon to take the maybe the green dragon's place.
Hold on a second. Okay, let's. I gotta go back because maybe you've been saying this, but I wasn't even noticing. Okay. And we'll have to go back to what you just said there about the green dragon. But okay, if I read this 110%, okay, knockout attackers blocked by this character at the end of the attack step.
Yes.
Okay, so you have declared attackers. I have declared this a blocker. Okay?
Yeah.
Your character, if I read this correctly, your attacking character gets knocked out before damage gets resolved, meaning this could never die as a defensive character.
No, because I believe that at the end of the attack step is when damage is dealt. You finished your attack step, and then you're going into... Oh, wait. Mm-hmm. You're right, because there's an attack step and a block.
Well, you have to declare this as a blocker. So I'm assuming block is part of the attack step. But is damage part of the attack step? Or does it happen after the attack and the block step? Yeah, the terminology...
We'd have to see if the attack step is same as the block step. Because, yeah, you're right. If the attack step is first, then it resolves killing it before it deals damage.
Correct. But if that means that the attack step and the block step are different, then that will never happen. Because you'll never be able to declare this as a blocker before the end of the attack step.
Oh, yeah. So the damage has to be dealt then. Do it. It has to be dealt damage. Because it says attacker is blocked by this character. So it means it's dealing damage to your...
Or it's just declared as a blocker.
Maybe, yeah. But what you got me interested in is if you find a card that allows you to... There's an equipment card that's a shield that allows you to block multiple targets.
Yeah. Yeah, the magic shield. Let me look for it here, okay? Magic helmet?
Does it allow you to block more than one?
Not the one that I've pulled out, but I'm pretty sure that a version of it does something similar to that. So let me just try to find it here in my stack. Because, So what's your plan?
The idea is if you can force block, if you can force for him to block creatures that he has fielded that he needs, then it's a free removal spell now. That mechanic of the Copper Dragon. Mm-hmm. So just like in Magic, how I bolt your creature or a Doomblade. Or any type of those destroy target non-black creature, you know, that's what this Copper Dragon, I'm trying to get it to work with something that allows you to say, you can declare how many blockers block Copper Dragon.
Mm.
Or you can block multiple targets.
Well, there's this, which says that equipped character can only be blocked by two or more characters.
There you go. That's it.
It isn't, though, because...
Two or more.
Yeah, but okay, so this means that the person wearing this is the attacker.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Exactly. So since this is the attacker, that then means that the Copper Dragon won't work in that instance because it has to be a defending creature at that time. Knockout attackers blocked by this character. Yeah. Good call, though. I like the thought process on that. Should I look at the other Copper Dragons here?
Hold on a sec. I'm just... Dreamcrawler. Beholder, Blue Dragon. Ooh.
Wow. Something I didn't even think about, though, but... Okay, the 4 costing Copper Dragon.
Yeah.
Okay, it costs 4 energy, man. But gives you the Breath 1 and all those dice.
I can't read what its secondary effect
is. It's not very good. When fielded, put a gear equipped to an opposing character into his prep area. Oof. Yeah, it's like whatever. But he's got the Breath. But the idea is 4 mana to get these guys on the field.
Oh, yeah, they still retain their, yeah, the 2/5,
they're 2/7. Exactly, right? And to be honest, that's one of the cheapest of the dragons, right?
Yeah.
If I keep cost low, and I'm using it as just a chump blocker, I mean, granted, the Paragon level is the best, but...
Well, and this is what I... Now, okay, mm-hmm. I like that, because now you got a cheap costing dragon with a high defense. Perfect. Now, you get the half dragon... with a greater humanoid, and it says while active, mm-hmm. when you field a dragon, deal 1 damage to your opponent. And dragons cost you 1 less to purchase to a minimum
of
1.
So now it's a 3 fucking mana cost, yeah.
Yeah.
So the idea is now I'm bringing out, hopefully, like with the amount of energy I'm potentially getting by turn 5, 6, like I could field 2 of these, buy 2 of these in a turn with one of these guys on the field.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm definitely going to have a half dragon in play. That's 4 mana cost.
Yeah. And every time you field a dragon with the half dragon fielded, you are constantly dealing damage to him.
Yeah, because it's 1 damage directly to him.
Yeah, so okay. You don't even have to really attack him. You can pick choices. So this is where he decides. Do I attack you, mm-hmm. and then you let all the damage in, and then you outright just attack him with all your monsters.
Which potentially could kill him in a single turn.
Exactly. Because then it would go to you. Then you would just start fielding dragons again, and then ping him for 1 damage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. I'm gonna sleeve this guy. The level 4 copper dragon. And the truth is that the Breath of 1 is really good. I could use that.
Oh, it has Breath 1?
It has Breath of 1, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, cause then,
the equip thing just doesn't work for us. However,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, okay, like that's 4 mana cost. I really like it. We've talked about it. It's good, but he's still in my maybe. Because I feel like I might be able to find a 4 costing dragon that has another effect that is more helpful
that's,
in the
synergy.
That's
what I'm trying to find you right now.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to look at, let's say, Blue Dragon.
Blue Dragon as Breath level 1 with then the... you choose a character, he can't block at all with that character. Then his second one is Breath Weapon 2, and then his third one is Breath Weapon 3.
And then his lesser is...
His lesser's the best.
Yeah. While active, whenever you use an action die ability, deal 1 damage to all characters. Yeah, you're right. Like, to be honest, that doesn't work at all on this. But the cost of him is 4, but he's... He is more of aggressive, like he's an attacking dragon.
You have 2 more health with a copper dragon for the exact same mana.
Yeah, true that. Okay.
So we got. I like the while active, but.
No, but it doesn't count unless I'm doing a lot of action die.
Yeah, exactly.
And we haven't even gotten into action die for this group yet, so I don't know. I'm looking at the red dragon now. Now, the red dragon, ideally, like... The idea with the red dragon is he has a global.
Alright, let me look up... Let me see the red dragon. Oh, we need to get your elf wizard in there. The paragon one.
Okay.
Oh, it's axe and dice. Shit. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
So that's it. So now we're like jumping to like a completely different. Like, so there's the swarm dragon, and then I feel like there might be an action die elf dragon set with the red and the blue.
Yeah.
That's a bit more confrontational.
Yeah, never mind. Green dragon, where is it? Half dragon. Halfling thief, orc fighter.
Well, the other 2 dragons we have is the Dracolich.
Too high.
All of them are 7, you're right. But is he our, like, our big mama?
Yeah, he could be a big mama just because of his paragon.
Yeah. While active, your opponents take one damage each time either player rolls an action die.
Yeah.
So actually, that will go better with the action die thing. Because if I have a bunch of action die...
No. It's just... Oh, an action... Oh, shit. Yeah. But not an action die.
Yeah. So if I, like... If I am getting a bunch... So if I use the Red Dragon's Global to purchase a bunch of action die and do damage to the guy, I use the Blues to get the action die and do damage, yeah, and then the Draco Lynch to, like, also do a fucking butt ton of damage using action die. So I'm feeling like Draco Lynch, Red Dragon, and Blue Dragon are going to go good in another build entirely. We might find a use for Copper Dragon in this. There's a couple more greens, but they're like basically the same except for the lesser. Characters damaged by his breath cannot block, and your opponent may prevent this by paying one life.
Dude, do you have the Mind Flayer at all?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Do you have the epic humanoid 5-costing one? It says, when fielded, capture an opposing non-mask character. This capture lasts until Mind Flayer leaves the field. And it's only 5 mana.
Okay, hold on. That's a... not a beholder, but a Mind Flayer?
Yeah, Mind Flayer. This is a card to stop, say, his Xavier or his Wolverine, you know?
Okay, so I've got 2 Mind Flayers. I've got the Greater and the Lesser.
Damn it. You need the Epic.
Do I?
The Greater and the Lesser suck.
Yep.
Damn it.
That's pretty much why I had them buried.
Damn it. Okay, scroll down then.
Because, so I'll add the 4 costing Copper Dragon. So really, we only need 1 more slot to fill, and then we got to figure out the 2 action die.
Okay. Now, do you have the Pit Fiend, Paragon Fiend?
I might actually. I think I got all the Pit Fiends.
Because this is another explosive card that could fit in with the dragons.
Okay, Pit Fiend, Greater Paragon. Okay. Let's see what we got here. So what you're thinking with the Paragon, when you field your first Pit Fiend, you remove NPC die from your reserve pool to your used pile to draw 3 dice.
Yeah, how do you like that mechanic?
Okay, so it's situational.
I like the... Because you're always doing NPCs, right? So what if you could now use those NPC dice to
That would mean I had it as a pawn. And it got knocked out and went in my reserve. Reserve.
No.
Yeah. You may remove 1 NPC from your reserve pool. Or no, reserve's down here. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. And use to used pile to draw 3 die from my bag, I assume. And roll any evil character dice shown this way. Place the other dice in your used pile. I have 2 evil characters in this block.
Ah, damn. Okay, never mind. Yeah.
Good eye, though. Good eye. Good eye. Pit Fiend is good.
Yeah, TV.
TV time, yeah. Okay, so there's the mummy. There's also the troll. Troll's really good for, like, the regenerate and keeping him out there. He's got a lot of defense and stuff like that. The mummy, I could use to heal myself. and he's a pretty good blocker. There's also the were-rat.
Ooh, and also, do you have the skeleton paragon undead? Because I like when fielded, if an opposing adventurer is in the field, you may purchase a skeleton die at the cost of one.
Yeah, I do, but what are the skeleton stats?
2, 1, 3, 2, 3, 3.
Yeah, it's kind of weak.
It is.
Okay, two things. Look at the Umberhawk.
Dude, Sturge. Emberhawk.
Yeah, the Sturge is good too.
You say Owlbear?
Umberhawk.
Umberhawk. Where is that? Okay. Which one? Greater, lesser, paragon?
I was pretty sure it was the paragon.
When fielded, reroll all opposing level 1 and 2 characters. Move each die that shows an energy face to your opponent's used pile. Oh, man. Yeah, and 6, 4, 5, 3, 7, 5?
Yeah, he's super strong.
Yeah, you always want to attack with him.
He's super strong. But that means, okay, that my deck would be a shield and fist. Hungry.
Just not necessarily.
Well, I've got the halfling dragon, which uses the lightning bolts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then... these three use fists. Those use shield, and then lightning bolt.
Well, that's pretty good. You got what? The 3 out of 4 energies?
Yeah. And it's not bad. I mean, like, the 6 is my highest. 5, 4, 4, 3, 2. So it's not bad. It's pretty good, even build as well. So what do we think then for basics?
Okay. But I do like that Umberhawk.
Yeah, I think that finished it up nicely. Because that helps me neutralize any potential building he's doing on his end.
Yeah, the only shitty thing was you have the chance of rolling him a creature.
We've each had it shows energy face to your opponent, yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, I guess his creature could get bigger.
Yeah, that's the thing. But hey, that's like a 1 in 5, 6 chance?
Yeah, exactly, 1 in 6. Okay, so...
I'm trying to say 1 in 5, I don't know.
No, it's 1 in 6, because it's 6 sides, right? So, basic action cards. I've been using... What have I been using? I've been using Blessing and... and Polymorph, currently. Now, Blessing gives a +1/+1.
Oh, yeah. That is strong.
Yeah. And then, Polymorph.
Yeah, but the global, man.
Yeah, the global's good, but it's really tricky. So, if I, like, down-level a character, I can level up another one of my characters. But it has to be yours.
Yes.
Swap a fielded character with a non NPC character from that player's used pile. Spin the character to level 1. This does not trigger when fielded effects.
Yeah, see, that's what I hate. I wish it did.
Yeah. So that's in my maybe. There's a resurrection, which we've used a lot of. That's where you take the thing out of your bag and put it in the used.
Yeah, that is really helpful.
Mm-hmm. Cone of Cold.
I think you should get that, because if you... but that global, though, dude. I don't like the global to it.
+2 attack?
Yeah, he could... If he saved a dice, he could p- potentially.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful, actually. I never even noticed that. Okay.
Like, the Cone of Cold ability is good, but that global is just, mm-hmm. I don't like it. It can be too sneaky. Right? Okay. Prevents you from attacking because, you know, he could reserve an energy, and then, you know, he reserves that fist energy. It's like, do I attack with it?
Finger of Death. Move a level 1 character from the field to its prep area.
That's too much mana.
Well, it's, you have to have, it's not mana, it's, yeah, you gotta purchase it, and then you've gotta roll that. So it's like a combination of shit.
I think, no, because you have more important cards at a 5 mana cost. Mm-hmm.
Charm looks like it's just painful. 4 mana cost, draw 3 dice, roll any NPCs you drew.
Yeah, but...
So, NPCs are these guys. Or are they pawns?
I thought NPCs were pawns.
It's really, we got to figure out that terminology. Because if they are pawns, no thank you. Because now I've just basically removed any of these and put them in my use pile.
Yeah.
That's not a blessing or a charm. For my opponent, maybe.
Yeah.
Right? Like, fuck all that. Stinking Cloud.
But does that hurt your own monsters as well?
Both players.
Oh.
It's an interesting one, that one. And then, of course, Magic Missile.
Yeah, you definitely need Magic Missile.
Magic Missile's in, eh? So you think a Blessing and Magic Missile. Because there's also Fireball, but Fireball also does damage to me.
Yeah. Magic Missile's nice because you're doing a lot of, like, just pinging, right? And Magic Missile allows you to then ping for, like, that one damage. Like, that one game where I was at one life and you couldn't finish me off. And
that's right.
Because of Magic Missile, you were able to win it, or else I was going to swarm you.
It's true story.
I was coming back strong.
Well, hey, I got to pee back, but, I feel like that's the end. That's, well, thank you, you know, for helping me figure this out. I'll try this deck against him. And you'll have to watch it. Let me know what you think.